Well, I spend all my days with Rusk and McNamara and Bundy and Harriman and the Vance and all those folks that are dealing with it, and I would say that it pretty well adds up to them now that we've got to show some power and some force, and that they do not to believe, they're kind of like MacArthur in Korea, they don't believe that the Chinese communists will come into this thing, but they don't know, and nobody can really be sure, but their feeling is that they won't, and in any event, that we haven't got much choice, that we're treaty bound, that we're there, that this will be a domino that will kick off a whole list of others, and that we just got to prepare for the worst. Now, I have avoided that for a few days. I don't think the American people are for it. I don't agree with Morse and all he says, but
it doesn't look to me. Forcing the sentiment of a hell of a lot.
I'm afraid that's right. I don't think the people of the country know much about Vietnam, and I think they care a hell of a lot less.
I know, but you go to send a whole lot of our boys out there.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's what I'm talking about. You get a few. We had 35 killed, and we got enough hell over 35 this year. So
that many, more than that have been killed in Atlanta, Georgia, been killed this year in automobile accidents. Okay?
That's right, and 83 went down in one crash on a 707, but one day, but that didn't make any difference there.
That's a hazard our folks understand. They don't understand this over there now.
The Republicans are going to make a political issue out of it, every one of them, even Dirksen.
It's the only issue they got.
I talked to Dirksen the other day, Friday, and he suggested I have three of armed services and three from appropriations and three foreign, all of them foreign relations down. And I told him, all right, so I invited him. Yesterday, before they came, he gave out a big statement that we had to get us a program and go after them. And Hickenlooper said that they just had to stand and show our force and put our men in there and let come what may come, and nobody disagreed with him. Now, Mansfield, he just wants to pull up and get out. Morris wants to get out, and Greening wants to get out, and that's about where it stops. I don't know.
Well, there's others here that want to get out. They haven't said much about it, but Frank Church has told me two or three times that he didn't want to make a speech on it, but he just wished to God we could get out of there. I don't know whether he's told you that or not.
No, I haven't talked to him, but
I just use that as an illustration because he's mentioned it to me more than once. And,
who are the best people we have that you know of to talk to about this thing? I don't want to do anything on the basis of just the information I got now.
I don't know who, Mr. President.
I've talked to Eisenhower a little bit.
I think that the people that you have named have all formed a hard opinion on it. I think you could get a survey.
Rusk has tried to pull back. He's tried to hold back on everything. But he's about come to the conclusion now that Laos is crumbling and Vietnam is wobbling.
Laos. Hell, it ain't worth a damn. They've been talking about all these battles down there, and I tried to get the best information I could from CIA and from Defense both on all this fierce fighting on the Plain of Jaws and all, and the highest estimate is to the casualties is 150. That light ocean thing is absolutely impossible. It's a whole lot worse than Vietnam. There are some of these Vietnamese, after they beat them over the head, it'll go in there and fight. But Laos is an impossible situation. That's just a rat hole there. I don't know if before I took any drastic action, I think I'd get somebody about like old Omar Bradley and one or two perhaps senior people who had government experience, not necessarily military. If he wasn't scared to death of McNamara, this fella Adams, who's the head of STRIKE, would be a top flight man to send out there with him. Let them go out there and fool around for a few days and smell the air and get the atmosphere and come back in and tell you what they think. Because they are new in it. They would not have a great many preconceived ideas in approaching it.
Now, the whole question, as I see it, is it more dangerous for us to let things go as they're going now, deteriorating every day?
I don't think we can let it go, Mr. President, indefinitely.
Then it would be for us to move in.
We either got to move in or move out.
That's about what it is.
Your future. You can make a tremendous case for moving out.
Now you take the Nixon.
Good one for moving in, but
Nixon, Rockefeller
would be more consistent with the. With the attitude of American people and out and their general reactions to go in, because they could understand that. But getting out, even after we go in and get bogged down in there with the war with China, would be it's going to be a hell of a mess. It'd be worse than we are now.